I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Happy Friday. I'm so thankful to say it is not very hot in Vancouver today, so it's a nice break from the heat we were having last week, so thank you for that. Mother Nature, I guess. So today on the show, we have a very special show. We're going to have two guests. First off is Laurel Bleeden Maffei, and she is known as Angel Laurel on Twitter, and you can find her, we'll talk more about where you can find her online, and she is a channel for the angelic realm. She was on the show a while back, and also her friend Chris Zeidel is going to be on the show starting at 9:30, and Chris has a company called Creative Juices Arts, and she does intuitive art. So we're going to talk about what that is and how that can help you in your life. It's a really, really interesting topic. So also next week on this show, Susan Powder is going to be on. You might remember her from back in the 90s. She was the fitness infomercial queen, and she's going to be on next week talking about fitness, health, and spirituality. She's into yoga now. She's very motivational for a lot of people, so I hope you'll tune in for that as well. And starting today, this morning, I woke up, and normally I wear my Asics or whatever kind of sneakers I have. I don't even know the brand name. But I decided I'm going to wear my sneakers that have sparkles on them. And then I remembered that years ago, back in broadcasting school, I started something called Sparkle Fridays. And so every Friday I would wear sparkles, and I would encourage everyone else I know to wear sparkles because it just feels good. It's nice to put a little bit of sparkle eyeshadow on, or a sparkly ring, or something on your person that's sparkly. So I've decided to start Sparkle Fridays again. So if you're listening, I hope that you will wear sparkles today and shine your light on the world with a little bit of sparkles. So let's get started with Laurel. Hi, Laurel.
Well, hi, Marie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I love Sparkle Friday. I'm so on board for Sparkle Friday.
Yay! Sparkles are the best. They are so... When I was in broadcasting school, my mom had a stroke about a week before I started school, I think. And she passed away while I was in school. And so it was a tough time for me. And one of the things that I did was I started wearing sparkles to make myself feel better. And then I started encouraging everyone else in the school, all the girls, to wear sparkles. And it kind of started this little Sparkle Friday club. And it was fun.
I totally encourage us to take that worldwide.
Yay. Okay, well, I've started it on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, the hashtag is Sparkle Friday. So I think I've passed it on to you. So hopefully it'll go global and everyone will wear sparkles in one form or another, even if it's just sparkly body lotion. But the more sparkles, the better. If you've got lots of bling, put it all on Friday and celebrate Sparkle Friday.
I love that.
Yay. Well, maybe we'll hear about what Josephus and the Wisdom Council have to say about that. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. So Laurel, do you want to just tell us a quick summary of who Josephus and the Wisdom Council are for those of us who don't know?
Sure. I'm a channel for the angelic realms. So I work, that's sort of my favorite place to go for intuitive guidance and attunement and upliftment. And so I work with many different angels whose names I do not know. And I have come to know Josephus and the Wisdom Council. What they tell us is that all of us who have incarnated here with a life purpose we wish to expand upon the world, we come with a Wisdom Council. And our Wisdom Council will be made up of beautiful, wise beings that can include angels, fairies, spirit guides, many different from many different aspects of the spiritual plane, who will sort of be our advisory committee, but we're also part of the Wisdom Council, our higher wisdom self. So it's not like it's a subordinate relationship. It's very collaborative. And our wisdom councils can shift and change depending on where we're going with our life purpose. So we all have wisdom councils that we can access, and Josephus and the Wisdom Council happen to be the one that I work with, and they're part of Illuminating Souls, and they shift and blend depending on who we're working with.
Okay, so it sounds like they're, whenever they come forth, they're not necessarily always the same group. It can change.
It can shift and change, depending on what sort of work we're doing and who we're working with. But there are some core members that always stay the same.
Okay. Do you know their names, or are they just... I mean, I don't really know how this group works.
No, that's okay. You know what? I don't really know the names. I don't get that information, but I know Josephus, and he comes through as the primary personality of the group.
So he's always
there. And he's a character. He's really funny and always has a lot to say.
So, Joe, you mentioned earlier before the show started that some of the members of the Wisdom Council have been on the earthly plane many times. So is Josephus one of those people who has incarnated before?
Yes, and it's one of the ways they explain it with is that, I'll use their language, that for all of us, we have the greater expanse of all that we are. We might call that a soul, but they feel like the word soul is too small, that there's a greater, higher wisdom self that is who each of us is. And we'll send sort of the personality extract or a personality extract into the earth plane, and that's what we know as this lifetime. So is this lifetime, while we have access to the higher wisdom self, we don't necessarily embody it in its totality during this lifetime. So Josephus would say he's sent many, many extracts, many, many personality extracts down to this planet to incarnate. So he has that wisdom, he has that perspective of what it is to be in human incarnation.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything specific that, like any kind of topics that are best to ask them? Or maybe I should ask Josephus that when you bring...
Yeah, why don't we bring them through? They're really looking forward to this, so
okay.
I'm sure they'll have something to say.
So I'll just talk a little bit while you bring Josephus.
Sure, it'll just be a second because they're already here.
Okay.
So yes, so go ahead and talk for a moment.
So you can find Laurel at illuminatingsouls.com, and if there's time, I'll ask her about... she has workshops she does online, like teleseminars and things like that, and it's really interesting, and it's a great group of people. I mean, obviously different people probably participate each time, but it's a really nice, I don't know, I can't describe the word, but it's a really comforting and supportive atmosphere, and I think you'll learn a lot. So check out illuminatingsouls.com. So Josephus, are you there?
Yes, hello, we are here. It is such a delight to be here with you, Marie. You know how much we love you, and we love working with you and the work you are doing in the world. And we would also like to say a hearty hello to everyone who is listening in this moment. We are sending you love. We are sending you blessings. We are sending you joy, and we are getting on the Sparkle Friday train with you.
Wonderful. Yay, I want Sparkle Friday to go all over the world.
It is wonderful. You know, it is... We have been teaching a lot in the last week or so about the vibration of joy. You know, there's a lot of hardship going on in the world right now. In addition to that, there have been a sequence of eclipses, and the energy has been very intense. And we don't know if you or your listeners have noticed, but there's been a lot of ups and downs, yes? A lot of roller coaster energy of, I am on top of the world, and then plummeting to, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
All within probably the same 10 minutes. And so there has been a lot of that going on as transformation continues. And we say we are not trying to bring forward a very trite teaching in this, but we would also say the vibration of joy is very powerful. And sometimes when you are in the midst of the roller coaster energy, just get still for a moment. Take a deep breath in, call in your angels and your guides, and call yourself forward into the vibration of joy. I now call forward the vibration of joy as it is expressed as me. And that's what we love about the Sparkle Friday. Yes, if you are putting on glitter, eyeshadow, and men, you can get sparkly too if you are putting on your bling. Laurel's husband, Wes, wears very bright shirts with lots of colors. Whatever you need to do to wear your joy, wear your sparkle, it will help. It all helps.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for getting on board with Sparkle Friday, because it's really exciting and it's really uplifting. It feels good to just get yourself together. I don't wear a lot of makeup usually, so it's nice to have one day where it's like, okay, I'm going to be sparkly today. And so if you want to get on the air and ask Josephus and the Wisdom Council a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can also email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com, or you can Twitter me, just the little @ Spiritual Show on Twitter, and hopefully I'll get it. I'm checking it periodically throughout the show. So, Josephus and the Wisdom Council, now, what are some of the types of questions that people should be asking you?
Well, they can ask anything, and we will tell a joke. You'd ask Laurel to describe who we are, and our lead-in joke for this is, we are Josephus and the Wisdom Council, and it makes us sound very wise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we always laugh about that, because it is not that we are so much wiser than you. It is that we have a much higher, we have a higher altitude. You see, all of you have higher wisdom selves that have access to so much wisdom, so much guidance, when you are liberated from gravity, when you are liberated from the ego, when you are liberated from judgment and fear. There is love and there is joy. And so if you can imagine, if any of you have played with Google Earth, Google Maps, you can zoom into your house and all you can see there is there's the tree and there's the car, or you can zoom out to the block, to the city, to the state, to the country, and you can suddenly make a whole lot more assessment of what is going on and how can I describe where I am from here. And if you can imagine, that is what we are able to do. We are able to bring forward the concepts and the context of spiritual teachings, because we have higher altitude. We are not in physical form. We do not have to go through the portal of amnesia and separation that happens in the incarnation process. So that is where we will begin. You did ask what sort of questions we can take. We can take questions on just about anything. We are not sure we will give you the answers that you want to hear. We do not do predictive work. We typically cannot tell you your life purpose, because it is what brings you the greatest joy. But if you are looking for guidance, inspiration, empowerment, delightfulness, we are here for you.
Wonderful. Well, it's almost time to take another break. So what I'm going to do is take a break, because we have a question that just came in on Twitter. Again, if you're on Twitter, you can message me with the little @ Spiritual Show. We'll be back with more synchronicity and more of Josephus and the Wisdom Council in just a moment.
You place the world on your shoulders and fight the good fight. Justice.
On Sunday, August 9th, come celebrate a festival of art and social change at the 19th annual Under the Volcano Festival. Bring friends and family to enjoy diverse and socially conscious music, spoken word performances, a storytelling stage, and more at Kate's Park in Deep Cove. This year's festival boasts over 30 different artists, including Mecha Normal, Rutz Wrong Tohei, Invincible, Aura Kogan, and LAL. Admission by donation. More information can be found at volcano.resist.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you for being with me today. You might be listening in Vancouver at 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, or on rebroadcast at empowerradio.com. So we're talking with Laurel, who is channeling Josephus and the Wisdom Council. And I've got a question for Josephus. Hi. Hello. Hi. So someone on Twitter has sent me a message, and I'm going to keep their name confidential because it was sent through a private message. But hopefully you'll be able to tune in. I don't know how you work your magic. but the question is my soul sending extracts of me to other realms simultaneously as I'm living here?
Well, what we would say to that is it is possible. It is possible. We aren't sure that we want to say is the greater expanse. Can you read the question? She said, "Is the greater part of me sending extracts?" Is that how she worded it? He worded it.
Yes, it is a she, and it's is my soul sending extracts of me in quotation marks to other realms simultaneously as I'm living here. Now, the way I'm interpreting that, and it could be totally wrong, is maybe other dimensions or other planets or other realities other than
so
this earthly one.
So what we would say is rather than do a soul reading on this individual, because that is something we would rather want to do in a more intimate setting, if you can appreciate that, but we can talk about the concept. That it's not so much as my soul sending extracts of me. The me, we do not mean to play a game of semantics, but me in the consciousness of humans tends to mean the personality, all that is. Instead, we are talking about the greater expanse of all that you are, may indeed be sending extracts in other dimensions, in other realms. And in some ways, it is because you must remember that we do not operate on linear time from the spiritual realm. Linear time is a construct that is part of the physical realm. We are able to go through dimensions and times. So you may be working in other ways. The higher wisdom self of you, the greater expanse of all that you are, is wonderful at multitasking. So you are here on this, a part of you is here on this planet. Another part of you is helping work out perhaps environmental changes, how to be an advisory committee for the planet Earth. And a part of you could be working on some, you know, celestial mission. So it is possible that the greater expanse of all that you are is multitasking in the spiritual realm.
Okay, fair enough. So if there's any clarification that you need, feel free to message me through Twitter again. If you want to get on the air and ask Josephus and the Wisdom Council a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or you can at message Spiritual Show on Twitter or spiritualshow@gmail.com. Just send me an email and I'll pass that along. And so, Josephus, I'm just going to call you Josephus, if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So today's theme was going to be about angels, and I really appreciate Laurel for being on the show because she is an angel therapy practitioner trained by Doreen Virtue. And so I know that you are part of the angelic realm. Can you tell me what the difference is between you and, like, Archangel Michael, for example?
Oh, what a wonderful question. Well, there are angelic beings that have really, they maintain their vibration, they maintain their presence in the angelic realm. They are vibrational beings that are completely in the loving, and they are really here to help humanity, to help mankind. They are loving, benevolent beings that have really been birthed in service to helping mankind come more into the loving. Now, it's not to say that those in the angelic realm cannot have incarnations here on the earth, as they can, and many of them are here. Many of those that are considered light workers have spent time in the angelic realm, and they are bringing those vibrations here on the planet. And they do that also in their human self. It does not mean that they are deities. It does not mean that they are nice all the time. They come into human experience, which is an experience of duality, of shadow and light. And that is one of the challenges for those that incarnate with that consciousness to go through that experience of shadow and light. So there are some that never take human incarnation, and there are others who have spent more time here. It allows them to imprint and understand, have a greater understanding of what it is to be incarnated in the physical realm as a human.
Thank you for answering that question. Again, if you want to get on the air, it's 604-822-2487 to ask a question. So Josephus, you mentioned our life's purpose and our joy. So for people out there, and I know that there are a lot of us who are kind of wavering on what to do for a career or what is my life purpose, what is going to fulfill my soul and help me to be creative and at the same time earn a living to support myself and my family and contribute to the world financially as well. So how do people find that, or do you have any advice in general terms to give to people who are on that path and are searching?
Well, we do, and of course each of you has your own path, and your each person's circumstance are unique, but here's the first thing we would say: diving into the joy of your soul's expression here on the planet, diving into where your passion is and what you love, is a very sacred journey. What often happens is that journey gets tied to, and how will I get my money? How will I earn my living? And sometimes that coupling comes too soon. For some of you, it may be that you earn your living in a way that doesn't particularly delight your soul, but it will give you the spaciousness you need to dive into your soul's joy. Very often, people will have jobs that are not what brings them joy. Where it falls off the track is when people start going, I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate getting up on Monday mornings because I have to do this thing. We say to you instead, honor the job. Honor the job that is bringing you money, that is putting food on your table and a roof over your head. But know that this job is not your destiny. This job is a way Spirit is bringing you your abundance right now. And while it is bringing you your abundance right now, make sure you are investing time, energy, effort, visioning, and creativity in attuning to what brings your soul joy. As that grows deep roots, you will connect with the wisdom and guidance and clarity in how to start bringing money, abundance, through what brings your soul joy. Is that a helpful response?
I think so, and I'm going to ask a more specific question, and we'll see where that takes us. We just have a few minutes left before Laurel will need to move on, and so again, the last chance to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. But the question I want to ask Josephus is, we've spoken before, and one of my passions is travel. I have a few passions, singing and expressing myself, and one of the ways that I like to, I think travel is kind of an expression of myself, because it's seeing new places and experiencing new things, and also meeting new people and sharing yourself with the world. And so I've been looking for how I can incorporate more travel into my life. And one of the things that I'm thinking of doing is setting up, I'm doing the research now, because in Canada our laws on travel are a little bit different on selling travel. But one of the things that I've been thinking of doing is starting up a travel club for listeners of this show, to go places around the world to, for example, we might go on a tour in England to see some of the churches and the spiritual monuments like Stonehenge and places like that where you really feel connected. And I'm just wondering what you see for that, and if you see anything, if you see it working, or maybe if there's a different direction I need to take. What's your opinion?
We think it is a wonderful idea. The first thing to do, and you've already done it, is to attune to what brings you joy. And then the other recommendation we have is to start looking around to see who else is doing this in a way that I love. Because part of the hurdle, we are going to say, is about whether it is you or someone else connecting with their dream, believing it is possible through you. And we want to say it is absolutely possible through you. There are many people who'd like to travel, many people, perhaps they are they are single and they don't want to go on their own, or perhaps they're married and their spouse has no interest in going to Stonehenge, and they would love to have wonderful companionship. And it would be wonderful to take people on holy pilgrimages. And we must say, there are many on this planet who are making a beautiful living doing just that. So we would say, first bring your vibration into alignment. You know what? There are others on this planet that are earning a beautiful living taking people on sacred trips. This is available through me as well. So I now step into this vibration of abundance, of leadership, of joy, creating these beautiful adventures for like-minded people where we will all have a very wonderful, joyful, sacred experience. Absolutely, we see it as available through you.
Wonderful. And Richard from CosmicDimensions.com has asked if there's any messages for him.
Well, we first of all want to say, hello, Richard. We love what you are doing. We want you to know you are making an amazing difference on the planet. We know that sometimes you wonder if you are. You put out a big broadcast, and perhaps you do not get the big response in physical realm that you imagine you would. We want you to know that many more are receiving your broadcast than you have awareness of. That when you send the broadcast out, people are receiving it. But there are so many people who receive it that do not give you any feedback. So we would like you to know that indeed your message is rippling. Continue broadcasting it. And really know that you are here as a beautiful, vibrant light of love, of inspiration, of hope, and of wisdom as to how to navigate in this realm. We support you in also tuning into your abundance consciousness and allow even more abundance to flow through you in this work. There is a block of energy. If it is all right, Richard, we have your permission. We just received your permission. We are going to clear that out for you. It has to do with a lifetime as a shepherd. We are taking that off and letting more flow. So that is what we have for you, Richard. We bless your journey. We are grateful for you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know that Laurel is getting ready to go out of town for a couple days. So I guess, is there anything that you would like to add, Josephus?
Well, we are just delighted that you are going to be having Chris on the show after this. We love her work. And we want to let everyone here who is listening, and Chris will tell them this, you are all creative beings. This creativity is the life force that is humanity. You imagine your world into being. You see possibility. You see what isn't really there. It is an amazing part of who you are. So we say, listen in, enjoy Chris. She is a dynamic teacher, and do a lot of sparkles. Laurel writes with sparkle pens all the time, and it makes her very happy. We send blessings to everyone who is listening to this message. We send a transmission of love, joy, peace, and abundance that you can receive simply by hearing these words. We say thank you, God bless, namaste, peace be with you.
Wonderful, thank you. So is Laurel going to come back now?
Yes, it's Laurel, I'm back.
Hi. Well, thank you. I know there's actually one more question that had come in, but we just had half an hour with you today. So thank you so much. And if you have questions for Laurel or for Josephus and the Wisdom Council, visit illuminatingsouls.com online, or if you're on Twitter, she's at Angel Laurel. And so do you have any workshops coming up that people can participate in?
We do, and I would say if you like Josephus and the Wisdom Council, we do a 4-week teaching circle with them. Every 4 weeks, we sort of start a new cycle. And we have a new cycle coming up. It's a teaching circle with Josephus and the Wisdom Council on Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time to 6 o'clock, and it's $88 U.S. for the 4-week period. And they can visit my website or Twitter me for more information.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Laurel.
Thank you, Marie. Have fun with Chris. You're going to have such a good time.
Thank you, and thanks for introducing me to Chris.
All right, thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, blessings.
We'll be back with more synchronicity coming up in just a minute. So if you want to visit my website, there's more information on my website about each guest. And also, we have there's links to courses and products I think you might like. So definitely check it out, spiritualshow.com. And you can always email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com. We'll be back with more Synchronicity and Chris Zeidel in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you so much for tuning in here. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or EmpowerRadio.com. You can also check me out at my own personal website, SpiritualShow.com. And we have Chris Zeidel here. She is the founder of Creative Juices Arts, and you can find her at CreativeJuicesArts.com. And she, well, I'm just going to bring her up. So she's been on hold for a few minutes. Hopefully she'll still be there. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Marie.
Fantastic. Thank you for being on the show.
You're very welcome. It's fun.
Awesome. Well, so Chris, can you explain to us what you do?
Well, I offer classes and workshops and retreats, and I'm also doing a teacher training program right now where I use the process of intuitive painting and the expressive arts to help people open up to their own creative process and to have more joy and passion in their lives and to get more, gain more confidence in their intuition and their inner guidance and all of that kind of thing using this approach to art.
Wonderful. Now, one of the things that I was reminded of this morning is Sparkle Fridays. When I was in broadcasting school, I started a little club with all the girls in the school, all the cool girls, at least.
Of course, all the cool girls. Yes, that's cool girls would be into the sparkles.
Exactly, and we would all wear sparkles in one form or another on Fridays. So I've started this now on Twitter, and I'm hoping that it will become a global phenomenon. That on Fridays, people will wear sparkles. Or if you're a guy, maybe you want to just pull out that pink shirt or something, you know.
Right.
Might be a little weird for some guys to, to wear sparkles.
But some guys might really be into it.
Yeah, well, sometimes they have those like rock and roll t-shirts with rhinestones.
Exactly, the rock and roll t-shirts, that's right. They've got the closet full of those. I know my husband has a closet full of those.
Yeah, you can be manly and still wear a sparkle or two.
Exactly.
Bling on your wrist or whatever. Or get the diamonds in your teeth.
There you go. The diamonds in your teeth. I love that, right? Or just a little diamond post in your ear, you know.
Yeah.
Discreet, but sparkly.
Sparkly, okay.
There you go.
So Laurel was saying that you write with sparkle pens. So as an intuitive artist and as someone who teaches this, what's your take on sparkles and Sparkle
Friday?
Oh, my
goodness. Well, sparkles is really the deal. That's really the big deal for a lot of people. I have a ton of glitter paint in my studio, and that's one of the things when people first come and they paint with me, when they see that, you know, their eyes just get really big. And sometimes it takes them a while to really let themselves use it because people have a lot of, like, inhibitions around being that sparkly. But once they get hooked on the glitter paint, they never go back.
Awesome. Yeah, I love anything glittery, shiny, or glass. I really love, like, the clear, transparent colored glass.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. That stuff is just so beautiful.
Like cobalt blue or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And it's really fun to kind of watch people do that, you know, kind of just get so excited about, you know, how shiny they can make something and how glittery something can be. And, you know, I have this one woman that's all she paints with. I mean, she just makes these huge paintings that are nothing but glitter paint. And they just, you walk into the room and your eyes just pop out of your head. It's really great.
Awesome. I love that people love sparkles so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're really onto something with the Sparkle Friday thing. I think it's really cool.
Yay. And the great thing, too, is that now, because I remember when I was a kid, you know, you'd get the sparkle glitter. This was like in the 80s. When I was really little.
Right.
And the only time you could really find anything sparkly was maybe on Halloween, they would have the Wet n Wild sparkle nail polish.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
right, exactly. Right. But now it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and you can get, you know, all different colors, like metallic blue nail polish. I mean, back when I was a kid, that was unheard of unless it was Halloween.
Yeah. Exactly. No, and it is really cool. I mean, you know, I think sparkle and glitter is definitely becoming a lot more acceptable, you know, for adults. I mean, it was always something that kids could do, but now adults are really letting themselves have the joy that you can get from, you know, being a glitter queen or a glitter king.
Yay!
I love glitter. For glitter!
And Hello Kitty, also. Hello Kitty.
What's that?
Hello Kitty, also.
Oh, Hello Kitty. I know. She's another great one.
Yay.
I love Hello Kitty. I love all that. She's just so cute.
I think she's part of the sparkle revolution.
That's
she
right.
made it okay.
I think you're absolutely right, Marie. The sparkle revolution. That's exactly what's happening.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So I'm looking here at your blog, creativejuicesarts.com, and the heading here is How I Learned to Trust in the Creative Process, Whether I Like It or Not. So can you...
Right, that's my latest blog post. Right.
Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
What that means?
Or
what,
yeah.
Well, the blog post, what I was talking about was I had this really amazing experience recently where this guy approached me. His name is Peter Lee, and he is a film student. And he was looking for somebody to do a documentary film project on. And so he was really interested in the whole idea of art and spirituality. And so he found me online somehow. And he contacted me and asked me if he could do a documentary film about, you know, the Wild Heart painting process, which is what I call my painting classes. And so it was just a whole process for me of really letting myself be open to this opportunity that just kind of showed up and really believing that it was something that I could let myself have because it was a huge gift. You know, being on camera for the first time, which was really scary for me, and just following my intuition with this, you know, like trusting that he was really the right person to do this, and it turned out that he did a fabulous job. I mean, he made this amazingly beautiful, sensitive, you know, video about what my work and what I do. And so it was an interesting experience for me to have. Again, I'm always teaching my students. I'm always working with my students to encourage them to trust the intuition, you know, and to trust where the energy is for something and to just follow that without second-guessing yourself and without thinking about it too much. And so this was an opportunity for me to do the same thing with something that was happening in the real world.
Wonderful. Now, Chris, you're in California, I believe. Is
yes,
that correct?
I'm in Northern California. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay. And so if people are interested in taking your classes, they have to physically be there?
Yes. I mean, I teach classes in different places. I mean, I have a lot of I have a lot of classes that I do teach in California, Northern California. And then I also offer retreats in different places. I do one in New Mexico every year. I'm going to be doing a couple in Portland next year. You know, I've done them in Hawaii, but yeah, you have to really be there. I've really thought about trying to offer it as an online thing, but it's so important to be part of the group. And there's a whole alchemy that happens when you have a bunch of people that are painting together in the same room. There's a sense of creative community that gets developed. And people, using that word sparkle, people really spark each other, you know, and help each other to take more risks and to get more creative, you know, being all in the same place. So it is the kind of thing where you have to kind of show up. You know, I can't really do it online.
Okay. Well, wonderful that you're offering these workshops. And so you do have a newsletter that people can subscribe to.
Yes.
If they go to creativejuicesarts.com.
That's right.
And you're also on Twitter, Wild Heart Queen, right?
Yes, that's me, Wild Heart Queen on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Right.
So what if, say, someone in Vancouver, and maybe they wouldn't have your teaching there, but I liked what you were saying about the community of people getting together and painting, even if it's not with a teacher.
Yes.
Maybe people could start up some kind of club to be creative.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it is the kind of thing where, you know, I mean, what I provide is, you know, basically just a place for people to come and where they have permission to be creative and to not have to worry about being criticized or being judged, and where they have the freedom to just be as creative as they want to be, and where there's a really supportive environment for their own unique creative process, and where they have the freedom to do that. But, you know, anybody can really create that. I mean, if people in Vancouver or people in Maine or wherever, you know, want to get a bunch of people together and just get some paints and some paper, you know, you could definitely, you know, set up a situation where everybody could have a really good time. I mean, the only thing that I would recommend if people do that, you know, one of the things that I ask for people in my workshops is, you know, oftentimes when you go to an art class, like a traditional art class, there's a lot of critiquing that goes on. And in my classes, I ask that people don't make any comments at all on anybody's work, you know, not even positive comments, because people get so sensitive around the whole issue of judgment that even a positive comment can be a judgment. So if you're going to do something like this, if you're going to create a class for yourself, you know, that would be one thing that really creates an atmosphere of real safety, is if you ask people to not judge or make comments, you know, on anybody else's paintings.
All right, cool. So if you're in Vancouver or wherever you're at and you're an artist or you have a space and you're thinking about starting up a club, feel free to message me at spiritualshow@gmail.com and maybe I'll mention it on the show if it sounds like a cool situation.
Cool.
So, yeah, I really like the idea. I don't paint very often because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of people that live in the city, live in apartments, they don't have a lot of space, things like that.
Right.
One thing, I do have some acrylic paints and I like to, every once in a while I'll get creative and I'll, you know, go buy one of those little wooden things at the art store and paint it or paint some little picture that I want. And I like using sparkles and glow in the dark paint also.
That's
rocks.
Great. You love your sparkles, don't you, Marie? That's so great.
I highly recommend sparkles and glow in the dark paint.
Yes. How much fun is that?
Yay. And it actually really works. If you paint on a nice thick layer over like a light colored background color and hold it up to the light, it does really work.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty incredible. Yeah. But you were saying that it's hard when you have just a small space. Like, how do you really, what do you do with all, you know, the materials kind of a thing?
Exactly, because not only do you need a space to set it up when you're painting, but also you need to have a place for all those things to go and not clutter up your place. So if there's anyone out there who is an artist, you know, and wants to do something like that, that sounds like it could be really fun, especially in the city where people don't tend to have as much space. And even outside,
yeah.
If people want to go to the park and paint
right.
together, that could be really fun. Now, a lot of times you'll hear of people doing art therapy. So
yes.
Therapists will be doing art therapy. And can you explain, I don't know if you would consider yourself an art therapist, but you must have some kind of connection to how that clears emotions and sparks ideas and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, what I do has some kinship with art therapy, although it's not exactly art therapy, because in art therapy, one of the things that happens is people will, you know, create some kind of an art project. They'll paint something or they'll draw something or do a collage or whatever, and then they spend time talking about it and analyzing it and, you know,
trying to make sense of it. And in my process, I don't really do a lot of that because we're really trying to help people get out of their brains, out of thinking about what they're doing, you know, and just kind of being in that pure intuitive state. But it's very therapeutic and it's very healing because what people are doing, you know, as they're painting in this way, is they're just allowing whatever wants to be expressed to be expressed. And oftentimes people will surprise themselves by what shows up on the painting, you know. I mean, I've had people, you know, come into my studio and they might be feeling really in a bad mood, for example, you know, like something hard happened and they're, you know, they're having a hard time. And they'll get in front of the painting and then they'll start painting like this amazingly bright and beautiful and joyful painting. It's kind of like they found a place inside of themselves, you know, where that joy still lives, even though there might be difficulties happening in their life. Or, you know, they might find an aspect of themselves that gets expressed on the paper that's really, you know, hard for them to express in their lives. They may be being bigger or bolder or more confident. You know, they might paint an image that carries those qualities. And so the painting process is a way for them to kind of practice, you know, being with certain kinds of energies. And if they can do it in the painting studio, then eventually it's something that they can do out in their lives. So in that way, it's very healing and it's very therapeutic, and it allows people to embrace and to claim all different kinds of aspects of themselves.
Wonderful. So if you have a question for Chris, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So we're talking about intuitive art, intuitive painting. CreativeJuicesArts.com is the website, and you can sign up for her newsletter. So even if you're not in California, you can get information about intuitive painting. So when we talk about intuitive painting, I think people start thinking about intuition, about
yes.
psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you define, when you're talking about intuitive painting, what exactly is that? Are you painting from your psychic, you know, from your third eye, or is the painting helping you to bring up your intuition?
It's both. I mean, it's What I'm encouraging people to do is to learn how to listen to their intuition, and to really identify what is intuition. And the way that I think about intuition is that, you know, I think about, you know, there's the whole left brain, right brain way of talking about it, you know, where the left brain is very linear and logical and rational and, you know, goal-oriented, and the right brain is really that place where we get in touch with feelings and where dreams come from and where the intuition really resides. And so what I have people do when they're painting is to try to listen to that more right brain part of themselves. And one of the things that I talk about is that when you're doing this process, you're learning a new language. You're learning the language of image and form and color. And so you're really trying to pay attention to what it is that's, you know, what you're drawn to do in terms of, you know, image, form, and color. So say you're standing in front of the painting and then all of a sudden you're moved to paint red and you don't really know why red wants to come into the painting. And then all of a sudden a dog wants to come into the painting and that doesn't make sense to you either, but you do it anyway. And so as you're listening to, you know, those prompts, those impulses that are coming up with you when you're allowing yourself to express them, that gets you much more in touch with your intuitive self. And it helps you to develop your intuition. You know, I mean, I've seen people get much more open and trusting around, you know, their intuitive process. Like they'll get certain impulses or hunches or feelings, you know, that will happen immediately. Like one woman I was working with, she was looking for a new job, and she was able to tell immediately, like when she walked into, you know, this place that she was interviewing at, that this was just the right place. I mean, she had the feeling about it. Her intuition was so strongly developed that her sense of that, you know, she could trust that. She could really trust that, and it really did turn out to be the right thing. So it does develop the intuitive muscle, you know, in people to a large extent.
So now, is that just because you're there teaching and guiding them, or could it be anyone who, even if they want to paint by themselves in their bedroom or whatever, would that help their intuition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you can let yourself just sit there, you know, again, with a painting and not plan it out, you know, I mean, that's one of the people often approach art with a plan. So if you let yourself sit there with a painting, you know, even if you're by yourself, you know, in your bedroom or in your kitchen, you know, and ask the painting what it wants, you know, you're getting into relationship. It's really getting into relationship with yourself, with your own intuition. But, you know, you can think about it as talking to the painting, you know, letting the painting speak to you. And if you listen to it, it will start to talk to you. It's a way of getting in touch with your inner guidance, too. So it will start to say, well, you know, do this, try that. And if you listen to it, you can definitely do it on your own. It's just that people often have a hard time knowing when the intuitive voice is talking to them and when the voice of the inner critic is talking to them. And so that's one of the things that I help people with in my classes, but it's certainly something that you can try to do on your own.
So it sounds like the help that you give people in your classes is kind of going to be like related to the question that I have now. What about people like me who are not particularly, I love color. I mm-hmm. love to create things, but the image I have in my head is never the way it looks. I'm just not a talented drawer or painter.
Right.
And it's can be very frustrating when there's an image you want to put onto paper and you're not able to create that.
So, well, the frustration comes in because there's the expectation that you're supposed to be able to do that, and this is where the intuitive process really comes in. Because the other thing about the intuition is something that also resides in the body. So it's the body, the emotions, the feelings, and, you know, again, you know, kind of those hunches, those prompts that come from, you know, the inner self somewhere. The other thing that people don't realize is that even people who have a lot of skill, you know, at being able to render something or draw something, they can never get it exactly the way that they see it in their heads either. That's an impossible task. You know, it just can't happen. So what I encourage people to do is to kind of use that image that comes up in their mind as a starting point, but then to allow whatever wants to come out in the way that it's going to happen, to let it be organic, to let yourself just paint. And the other thing that I talk about with this process is it's developing something that I call radical self-acceptance, so that you're really practicing trying to accept however something gets expressed, you know, at whatever level of skill that you're at, you know, letting yourself be surprised, you know, because sometimes, what people are trying to do when they're trying to paint an image that's in their head, it's almost like you're trying to copy something that's in your own mind. Whereas this process is, if you just let yourself start moving the brush and start painting, things will come out that will surprise you. These things will come out that are mysterious. Things will come out in a way that you could never have even imagined. And so in a way, it's a lot more fun than just trying to copy something that's going on in your brain. I mean, I don't know if that helps. But does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I guess if you're having the expectation just to kind of move. So would you say just kind of have the brush on the paper and close your eyes and let your hand move, kind of like automatic writing, or what?
Not close your eyes. You know, I mean, you want to put the brush on the paper and start moving and see what happens. You know, I mean, again, just kind of let yourself explore. It can be like almost like doodling. I mean, that's a place that people can often start with this. I mean, and you could start without even using, you know, paint on paper. You could just start with a pen on paper and just start, you know, like how people sit around and they doodle and they don't really think about what's happening, you know. So there's some element of that. But so you could think about it as like doodling with a paintbrush, you know. And you just start moving it, and you just start seeing what happens. And again, it's trying to develop, instead of an attitude of expectation, it's developing an attitude of curiosity and compassion. So curiosity about what it is that's showing up, and compassion for yourself around how it is that you're expressing yourself.
Wonderful. Well, Chris, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Normally, we have an hour for an interview, so this is a little bit shorter than normal. So I'm wondering, first of all, if you want to contact Chris, she's at Creative Juice. Juices. I always want to say Creative Juice.
I know. It's Juices with an S. So it's Creative Juices with an S and Arts with an S. So creativejuicesarts.com.
Wonderful. So you can connect with her there and sign up for her newsletter and look at the beautiful pictures and paintings and the video now from the Wild Heart.
Yes.
Video here. I can see it, so you can click on that as well to watch it. So is there anything before we wrap up that you would like to add that I haven't asked about?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. Well, I think it's, you know, I mean, again, it's that thing where, what I want to say is that this process isn't, It's really not about painting. It's really about your life. It's really about learning how to approach your life in a way where you can be, again, much more compassionate about yourself, much more curious about yourself, allowing yourself to trust your intuition, allowing yourself to take risks, allowing yourself to experiment and try things and do things that you've never done before. And so this process is a way to practice doing all of those things on a piece of paper so that then you can start to live your life in a much more courageous and much more confident and much more creative way. So that's kind of the last thing that I would like to leave people with.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you again so much for being on the show. It was wonderful having you. And
thanks, Marie. Thanks for the invitation. This was really great.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll get people in touch with you, and maybe we can start some more painting clubs and get out the sparkle pens.
Yes,
Sparkle Friday.
Sparkle pens and the glitter painting clubs. That's great. I love that.
Yay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Chris. Take care.
Thank you, Marie.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Chris Zeidel. If you want to get in touch with her, go to creativejuicesarts.com. So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. You might be listening in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or EmpowerRadio.com. They air rebroadcasts of the show. Next week, Susan Powder is going to be on the show, and I am totally excited about talking with her. I met her through Twitter, and she is so inspirational. She's still wild and has the short blonde hair, and she's still talking about fitness. She's got a ton of books that she's written. She does yoga videos and DVDs, and it's going to be a wild ride and really interesting to talk with her. So I hope that you will tune in next Friday morning at 9 o'clock Pacific or noon Eastern time here on Synchronicity. And feel free to call in and ask her questions, because I know that she's going to have a lot to say. She's got a lot to pass on to the world, and I'm really, really pleased to have her be a part of Synchronicity. So Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm going to end the show with a short song here. This is from an album called The Internal Embrace, and it was sent to me by someone named Baird Hersey and Prana. Prana is the group that is singing, and Baird is the writer of this music. And let's see if we can find his... Yes, there is a website. It's pranasound.com. So if you're interested in this music, you can contact them there. So what am I going to play? I think I'm going to play... It's about the yoga pranas. And so this is from the first... Prana, I believe they're called, called Yamas. And the name of the song is Asteya, here on Synchronicity.
see.